Democratic governors threaten boycott of White House gathering. Democratic governors are threatening to boycott an anticipated meeting at the White House amid news that the administration was not inviting at least some of their party's governors. In a February 10th letter, a group of 18 Democratic governors said, if the reports are true that not all governors are invited to these events, which have historically been productive and bipartisan opportunities for collaboration, we will not be attending the White House dinner this year. Democratic governors remain united and will never stop fighting to protect and make life better for people in our states, read the letter, obtained by the Associated Press. The governors were set to meet at the White House on February 20th as part of an annual gathering, which coincided with the National Governor Association's winter meeting this year. The letter followed a statement from Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, who chairs the association, that the White House intended to limit invitations to only Republican governors. The association said on February 6th that it would no longer endorse the meeting, citing concerns about limited invitations. It's unclear exactly how many Democratic governors were uninvited by the White House. These are White House events, and the president reserves the right to invite whomever he wants, a White House official said in an email to the Epoch Times. Many Democrats were invited to dinner at the White House, and others were not. When asked about the association's decision, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said in a February 10th press briefing that the president can invite whomever he wants to dinner and events here at the White House. He welcomes all those who received an invitation to come, and if they don't want to, that's their loss, Leavitt said. Her comments came after Maryland Governor Wes Moore announced that he had been uninvited from the association dinner at the White House. Moore voiced his frustration in a February 8th statement, but said, as governor of Maryland and vice chair of the, my approach will never change. I'm ready to work with the administration anywhere we can deliver results. Yet, I promise the people of my state I will work with anybody but will bow down to nobody. And I guess the president doesn't like that, he said. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced on February 10th that he was standing with Moore and Colorado's Governor Jared Polis and would not attend the dinner. He also called on his Republican colleagues to do the same. Historically a bipartisan event, the yearly meeting has been labeled an important tradition by the Governors Association. NGA leadership has decided that this will not be an NGA event, and no NGA resources will be used to support this activity, Brandon Tatum, the CEO of the National Governors Association. We have also learned that the president may not to invite all governors to the White House dinner. To disinvite individual governors to the White House sessions undermines the meaning behind this critical tradition. Arjun Singh and the Associated Press contributed to this report.